Okay, we are back with Push to Talk here, Magneto Mel on EAA Radio with the last little bit of our ATC hour. We've got Grant Anderson and Dan D'Ambrosio. And we're talking about the top 10 pilot mistakes of view from the tower or the radar in the center. We've also want to do a little preview of the forum that you're going to be giving. If you hear me rock the tower, what's that all about?
Well, basically, it's the... I suppose it's a nutshell, is it's the aspect from us is the communication coming from you, as far as from our own perspective. And there's a few other things that are going to be launched into it. Much of it is going to be on the top 10 pilot mistakes as well, which will be a more formatted and humorous introduction to some of the things and some of the silliness that we all get into. And it's a good laugh at ourselves, too.
And then when is that taking place?
1 o'clock today in the NATCA Forum.
The NATCA Forum. Okay, right, so that's not in the regular forums workshops?
No, it's in the regular forums workshops.
Okay,
right.
So that's a part of that.
There.
So what are some, we've been talking about, you mentioned the humorous, we've been talking about actually more of the serious pilot mistakes. So what are some good stories that you guys...
Stuck mic, which everybody dreads, on either side of the microphone.
And we're not talking about our host, Stuck Mic.
No, we don't dread him.
We don't dread him.
But our personal rule normally is, if you're going to get a stuck mic, be saying something interesting and humorous, preferably an a bad joke or something about somebody. If it's just counting out some figures and going through some checklists, we don't want to hear that. So have something humorous to say if you're going to have a stuck mic.
So,
I think one of my favorite personal stories. It was fairly light. It was about a 10 aircraft sequence for final, and I had a Comair pilot coming in. Well, at apples and oranges mixes of aircraft, and I'm thinking to myself, well, if this guy's willing to fly that RJ, and I can get him into a 3-mile final, I can bump him up to number 3 from number 7. And so I more or less tell him, are you capable, if I can turn you in for a 3-mile final, I can get you in a little quicker. Pause. Finally, this pilot keys up and says, we'll give it the old college try, which is exactly what I didn't need to hear. And so I keyed up, and in perfect phraseology said, so what kind of grades did you get in college? And to my great amazement, he keyed up and said, I'm 34 years old. I'm still flying for Comair. What do you think?
On frequency.
Oh, yeah.
At least he didn't say that on company.
Seriously.
It would have been bad to say that on company frequency.
Ooh.
Yeah.
One of the ones that we like a lot, guys will check on, this is such and such tail number, or Skymaster so-and-so and so. I was like, how many years did you go to school to become a Skymaster?
Well, if you would like to call in and ask any questions of our guys here before we're done with our ATC hour this day, that number is 920-230-7987. And we are taking your funny stories, too, as long as they are safe for radio. So you're giving the forum today, and then I guess Rod Machado does a lot of stuff with, you know, the humorous stories and whatnot about that. I know one time heard something about a controller that had gone flying because there was nothing happening. He was in the tower, but he stayed on frequency, and a plane came in. Obviously, this is a second or third hand story at this point.
Right.
But they did the call in, and I think that the controller answered back with something that said, okay, cleared to land. You are number 2 following me. So something like
That's
that.
Funny. Well, when you got, actually, I mean, when you get to the...
Mobile Tower, I think is what he called himself.
Yeah. Mobile Tower. Brilliant.
Like New Orleans after the hurricane. Yeah.
We've...
That's right, Houston Center.
There you have it, yeah, all of that. But the... now, when you do fly into some of the smaller towers and the contract towers, which all our traffic control towers, I don't know if all of your listeners know, are not actually FAA. You'll have private companies supplying the controllers there. But oftentimes, it's one person for an 8-hour shift. And it's no big deal. Hopefully, the traffic level isn't so much that one person isn't going out of their mind. However, when you have a little physiological need, the tower can disappear for a while. Don't panic.
Right.
He'll be back.
That's pretty funny. So, Will, what about now? we all know when you've got a lesser experienced pilot or a student pilot or somebody who's just chatty, which I would know nothing about, and they get on frequency. How do you have anything? You can't cut them off, but to kind of, you know, abate that tendency and move it toward a more standardized, especially, you know, in times when you need to be serious. But sometimes controllers will be chatty back with you, or they will even initiate. So as a pilot, you know, how do we read you?
Well, hopefully it's driven by traffic level. I know that, well, self-confession here, my phraseology tends to get more folksy, unless, of course, I'm very busy, and then I have an absolute stick to the book, nothing wasted type of thing. And just as controllers, when we're if we hear obvious stress in a voice, and you have a controller who's rattling off 10 commands, it's not the time to pump in and tell him your life story.
Yeah, right, first. Right, obviously.
But with a student, with a student or somebody who sounds a little shaky, we find a way to create the time to give that person extra assistance. And
so you're part-time psychologist as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, we all have to go through psychological testing as controllers, and I think it's to determine if we're crazy enough to actually do the job.
The interesting thing on that test that I noted is there was a tendency to deviate from authority. Mm-hmm. That for males is not a desirable quality, but for females was. Huh.
Which is an interesting cultural interpretation. That's the problem. Why it would drive me crazy from a bureaucratic standpoint to try and be in charge of a bunch of renegades. But you have to have a deviation from authority because you are the authority,
right?
At least for them.
And I think that was the as you said, it was a kind of a cultural impetus that for the males, mm-hmm. they don't really want you to be that rogue, because right. people kind of tend to do their own thing and be a little more self-directed. Yeah. But in females, they want people who are less likely to follow the cultural roles. Because
I guess historically,
yeah.
Sure. I mean, most of the controllers are what's termed the type A personalities.
Right.
That have to get in and work.
And pilots,
although it's
too.
Different. Sure, yeah. Sure.
So you got a lot of potential for...
And with that much going on, sometimes we cut loose a little hard afterwards. I think there's some AOPA friends from last night who may never fly again, but...
It's one of those other stories we can't tell on the radio.
Right. but he's saying before is that, it, like, from our point of view, if we're talking really fast and giving a bunch of clearances, it's probably not the time to say, hey, how's the weather?
How are the kids? Yeah.
It's really nice guys up here. I'm going my way to the football game today.
Right, right.
Like, hey, I'm at work. Thanks a lot for telling me, pal.
So, yeah, and pay attention to tone of voice, I guess, would be the lesson there, too. And the situation, your situation awareness as well as ours. So.
And again, as Dan had mentioned, the multiple frequency aspect, you know, a controller may be sitting under three or four VHF frequencies and a handful of UHF to work mm-hmm. with the military as well. And when you're replying and someone else, they're all coming through. It's not just a heterodyne. It's just everybody's coming through into our ear, and you try and pick out one, which is usually the one you don't want to talk to. But yeah. It's,
and on that note, you have been listening to the ATC Hour here at Push to Talk with Magneto Mel, and we've been talking to Grant Anderson and Dan D'Ambrosio. I'm just going to double check to make sure I say that right. With a National Air Traffic Controllers Association, you guys have a booth on the field.
Sure.
Or a tent or a, mm-hmm. a structure of some kind.
Certainly do, just a little ways from the tower. Yep.
Okay, so I think you're just a little
just
south.
Just next to Mooney there.
Right. All right. Yeah, again, they can't see us pointing on the radio.
Sorry.
But
I was giving you guys.
If you want to come check it out and talk to these guys in a nice informal setting, they'll be there. We'll be back again a couple more times this week with the Push to Talk Hour, ATC Hour, and give you that number to call again at that time. So check out your forum today.
Please do. 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
NACA Pavilion.
The NACA Pavilion. And you've been speaking with National Air Traffic Controllers Association. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, Mel.
You're listening to EAA Radio on 1210 AM, 93.1 FM, and around the world on www.airventure.org/radio.